Hello and welcome to Believers Family Church. We are so blessed that you've tuned in today. We are a growing church lifting up Jesus in the beautiful and historic Johnstown, New York. God has called us here to set the captives free. We pray and we believe that today's message will produce great fruit in your life. He who the Son set free is free indeed, and we call you free. Enjoy today's message.
Now, see, we're three parts. We're body, soul, and spirit. I'm not talking about the soul man. I'm talking about the mind that's invisible. I'm talking about our thinker. I'm talking about how we see things. And the prophet Isaiah said it this way, chapter 26, verse 3. Here's what it said. And you're going to love this because I just think, God, I want that first. I really want that first. And here's what he said. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Somebody said health. Well, the health comes from the mind. That's how you think. As a man thinks, so is he. But look at this. Isaiah 26, verse 3, King James, he says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on fixed on him. Another translation says fixed. I like that fixed word. It's fixed. Did you fix it? Yep. Is it going to break? Nope, I welded it. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. So in other words, it's not just peace. It's perfect peace. In other words, he wants us to possess the mind of Christ. He wants us to get to the place where we can think like Christ. He wants us to come to the place where we think like Christ, we talk like Christ, we walk like Christ, we act like Christ, we be like Christ, because we're in Christ and he's in us. He's in us. So on a daily basis, you could be around people that are just way down so low. You could be around people that are vulgar and they will actually swear at you. But guess what? You've got the shield of faith on you. So whatever darts they fire, they just bounce off. Because you got a shield on you. So God's got this protection. But how you think determines where you go. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So I looked for that one first. I said, God, where is that verse? And lo and behold, he would go way back to the prophet Isaiah. He's a good one to listen to. But he said, again, faith comes by hearing. I'm saying that. Thou wilt keep that person in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts thee. So what God is saying, do you trust me? You trust me? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge, and he will direct your. Wow. That's good. Pretty good preaching, Pastor Phil. Thank you. I received that. I'm just starting. Hallelujah. I got another 7 minutes. I know I got. This is so precious. God just slowed the clock down. My wife preached to you the announcements. Pastor Bernie did awesome praise and worship, and I still got 40 minutes, and I'm only going to give you 22. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. So these verses of Scripture are laying the foundation for what you need to know. They are biblical, and I want you to see some of them as we go through here, but I want to give you that one verse one more time, that God says through the prophet, thou, meaning God, will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because he trusts thee. So if God told you to do something, would you be faithful and faith-filled enough to trust him in it? Would you be willing to do that? See? So if you're thinking right, because I tell you, your mind can get you way out in left field someplace, way out in no man's land real quick if you're not thinking right. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 23, 27, 29, and 32. Did you get all that? Yes. Memorize that. Hallelujah. Here's what it says. Opens up with, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So Paul is writing this to the church in Ephesus. Now, you wouldn't have to tell somebody that if their mind wasn't messed up. Hello? He said, be renewed. Come on. You just wrecked your car. You're going to go get it fixed. It was just enough work there. You didn't have to trade it in, buy a new one, or call it no good anymore. No. So you take it to a body shop, and they fix it, and they call that renewed. Hallelujah. When you're born again, you get renewed, not reused. Renewed. Renewed. You ever say renewed?
Renewed.
Say, I'm renewed.
I'm renewed.
I'm a new creature in Christ. You're new. No matter how old you are. You know, you don't get older after 60. You start to go backwards. You get older, but you're going younger. I received that. Thank you, Lord. I'm only 7 years old now. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So he says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So in other words, he wants you thinking right. Thinking right. And here's what he said in verse 27. Wow. Okay, so is this connected, Lord? It's like, are you saying this is connected? He said, yeah, it's all connected. The whole chapter is. So I'll read it like I told you to. Okay. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Neither give place to the devil. Aren't you glad I didn't write that? I can't lay hold of that. I can't claim that. So in other words, I guess if we're not thinking right, we're giving place to the devil. We can think wrong thoughts. If we're not thinking right, we can give place to the devil. Isn't that right? That's how people get messed up. Well, I know I should have, could have, but I didn't. So it's like, okay. So, and if you got to read that whole chapter to get the concept, but I read it like this because this makes a thought complete. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, neither give place to the devil in your mind. Let no corrupt communication proceed out your mouth, because don't say what you're thinking. I'm just going to give you a piece of my mind. Don't give me it, because it ain't worth anything. Your mind isn't. God's mind is. Isn't that right? Our thinking and my thinking gets me into trouble. In other words, I made a decision that I shouldn't have made because I didn't want to wait on the Lord. Amen? See, if I had my way, I would have had borrowed money and built a church on the hill, and we'd be still paying for it, and you couldn't pay for it. If I had my way. But God's way says, wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. So I had just in the spirit said, God, what are you going to do? He says, I'm going to do something way past what you can imagine, and you can imagine a lot. Glory. But he said, you can nullify yourself, because that renewed mind to the mind of Christ is... How many of you all know that Jesus never thought wrong? Never made a decision that was wrong? Went to the cross when he really didn't want to in the natural. He felt the pain, but he said, Father, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So he says in verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Am I giving you good communication this morning? Is it ministering grace to the hearers? I got one amen there. And verse 32 says, and be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. I'm just going to read that all together so it's one thought. And here's what he's saying. Because the thought for me was possessing the mind of Christ. I want to get there. I really do want to get there. I want to think like Christ. I want to talk like Christ. I want to walk like Christ. I want to be like Christ. I really want to do that. I want to be able to say something to somebody that's positive. It's healing for them, encouraging for them, and it'll turn their frown into a smile. Say, well, can I get that? Yeah. God wants to do that for you. I talk to my body every day with the right mind because I tell it to obey what I'm thinking. You hear me now? So you obey what I'm thinking, because I think if your body's going to follow what you're thinking, it really is. If you're thinking wrong, if you're thinking discouragement, your body's just going to show it. It's going to display it. And I don't want that. Number one, I'm staying healthy for God's sake and for Christ's sake, and I'm not swearing, and for people's sake, because if I was flat on my back, I couldn't get here. And if Pastor Bernie was on vacation, what would this man do? God says, think right, you'll walk right, you'll be right. I said, wow, I want that. Why? Because the mind is a part of the person by which one feels, perceives, thinks, remembers, desires, and imagines. If God didn't stop them in Genesis chapter 11, that tower would have went up because of their imagination. If you can imagine it, you can do it, you can build it, you can get it, if you can imagine it. And that's where I'm going with God. Glory to Jesus. So, and Paul writes continuously these, you know, Galatians, Ephesians, and Colossians. He writes all those. And I like the part that put the challenge on me and you, because he says in verse 32 again, Ephesians 4, he says, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ, God for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Have you been forgiven? Then you can forgive, right? Amen. The next thought is being filled with the Spirit. And this one here just came up because I was thinking there's a connection between that and the other one, Ephesians 5, verse 18 and 21. Paul says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. Too much. You know? Too much. If you got your hair hanging over your eyes and you can't see your face, it's just too much hair. It's excess. Excess. So he's saying, now, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but the opposite of that is, but be filled with the Spirit. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear or the awe or the respect of God. And when I look at this church body, I see submission. I see submission one to another. I see people talking. I see people getting into agreement on something that they may have disagreed with because they talked it out. This is what a body does. Amen? My message for next year is going to be talking about the body. You know, like one body with many parts. Well, I want to be the pastor. Well, if you weren't ordained to do that, you wouldn't be a good one. You'd be a talker, but not a pastor. I didn't ask for this. I didn't. It was prophesied. And I just walked into prophecy. I didn't ask for this. Not that it's a bad thing, but it's a humongous. Can you imagine a pastor pastoring like Joel Osteen, tens of thousands of people? Can you imagine the responsibility for all those people if you didn't have a team of people working around you? And I look at this and said, God, you know what? Submitting yourselves one to another really helps, doesn't it? It helps. Can I carry your bags for you? Yeah. I walk through the back door, the first thing that gets grabbed out of my hand is that black bag over there. I'm going to carry four suitcases in next time. Ones that don't roll. Yeah, I did a message one time where I laid them all at the cross. Glory to God. Four big, huge suitcases. Now we got wheels, so it's not so bad. Glory to God. But he said, submit yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. And God is saying, there's help in the body of Christ. But you got to be filled with the Spirit. See, I'm inclined to think that people that aren't filled with the Spirit don't serve. Now, I'm not talking about the Holy Ghost per se, like the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but people that don't receive the Holy Spirit, that he comes in. I'm believing that what he says right here, because he said, submit yourselves to one another in the fear of God, but he says that after being filled with the Spirit. People that are Spirit-filled serve everybody, inside, outside, everybody. Isn't that a good thing? I love it. I love to serve. If there's no job in here, I won't do. I love to serve. You understand that? I won't cook your meal, but I'll help you eat it. That's service. Hallelujah. Amen. As long as it's something I like. So, What he's saying in chapter 5, verse 21, he's saying, submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God, better translated, in the awe of God, in the respect of God. I don't think there's any person here that if I asked him to do something for me, that it would get done. Maybe not immediately, but it would get done. It really would, because we love each other and love serves. Glory to God. Then I come over to the Philippians, and they really, really expand on it. And it was a good thing. But this is Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11, and then verse 13. I want to go slow with this, because if I go too fast, it'd be just read to you and not amplified. And I like how it starts out. It says, let this mind be in you. So in other words, it's permission, isn't it? Let this mind be in you. In other words, if you're in line and you want to let somebody else go first, then you're granting them permission to go ahead of you. That's what that saying said. Let this mind be in you. Allow this mind to be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Allow that to work in you. Allow your mind to think that way. Think like Christ. Act like Christ. Talk like Christ. Be like Christ. Walk like Christ. And when you start to shine, like our house shines, all the kids in the neighborhood love the Glory House because we serve Twizzlers. It's not trick-or-treat. It's Twizzler Treat, and we renamed it. So in other words, they come because they know that we love them, and we have the mind of Christ. We give. So what I'm thinking about, I haven't consulted with my wife first, so if you're listening to this, I'm just going to say it in a nice way. We've got about no less than 20 kids in our neighborhood from around the block, and they all migrate to our house. You know why? Because we love them. We love them. And we let them come. And they come and stand on the porch. Why? Because, you see, the mind of Christ is a giving mind. I'm saying, God, but all we have is this right here. And they said, here's what they said yesterday. He said, did you get the Twizzlers yet? I said, this afternoon, they will be here. Not by UPS, by Walmart. So I said, hon, it's time to get that bag out. Glory to God, I'm going to get the big one. Because that's what we eat at night for a snack. It's healthy for you. It's nothing but sugar gel. So this is us and say, wow, you know, we could say, don't come around here anymore. Why would we do that? They see something in us, and it's not just Twizzlers. They see something in us that blesses. They see something in us that they ride up to our house and get off on their bikes and come and knock on the door and they say, hey, you got any Twizzlers? I said, how many you need? They said, 12. I said, 12, there's only one of you. He said, well, I got 8 more people outside. So I'm thinking, Lord. He said, don't even think about it. Give. So if I give a whole bag of Twizzlers away, guess how many I'm going to get back? Glory to God. Why? Because I got the mind of Christ. I love children. I love kids. My wife loves me even more, and she's just such a cuddly person, I tell you. Glory to Jesus. Did you hear that one, honey? I just blessed you. So let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I'm pushing that point because I want us to think with the mind of Christ that we have. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Wow, how submissive is that? No reputation. And took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Verse 8, and being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. That's awesome.
given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth.
How low can you go?
And verse 13, for it is God which works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Did you get all that? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death. So what he's saying is, I can die. I'm physical. I can die. Even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And then he goes on to verse 13, for it is God which works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. You know, I highly recommend for all of us believers that we soak in God's word. Because his word is called water. The water of the word. Soak. Soak. When we start our day out right and we get into the word of God and we do Proverbs and we do the scriptures, we just get so lifted up. We get fresh. But if we start our day running, in other words, we got to do this, got to do this, got to do this, got to do this, and these are things that have to be taken care of like right away, guess what? You don't have the freshness in you then that you had when you put God's word first. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor, do you ever get upset at anything? You'll never know it. You'll never know it. Because we're all human, right? We have feelings. Feelings get bothered. But if we got the mind of Christ, we can walk our way through that. We can walk our way through that. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Amen? So the sound mind, then, is a gift of God. The sound mind. I'm not talking about people that know soundboard. I'm talking about sound people, sound mind people that have a sound mind, solid mind. Because 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says this, and you got to believe this because it's a good word and it's an epistle that Paul had written to Timothy. And he said, for God, are you there? Are we there yet? Now, see, I got mine highlighted in color and things like that. So this is where my emphasis is. But listen to this. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. False emotions appearing real. So this is not the real deal. This fear that you're facing, this is not the real deal. It's a false emotion appearing real. That's what fear is. So he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and that is a solid, solid mind. Like if God's mind could not be broken and fail, your mind of Christ can't get broken and fail. Because if Jesus, and since Jesus could think like us and feel pain, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. In other words, he didn't want to die. Right? In that garden, he wept. He didn't want to die. He felt the pain already. But he said, not my will. So his will came out of the thought process that he knew he could see everything he had to do. And his mind is saying, they're going to beat me. They're going to bruise me. They're going to nail me to a cross. I'm going to bleed. I'm going to get cut. I'm going to get whipped. I'm going to have a crown of thorns on my head. I'm going to have to carry this old wooden cross all the way. They're going to spike me to it. And now, after all that, they poke me with a spear so I could bleed out and die. He could have called 10,000 angels, wiped out the whole thing. See, that's the mind of Christ. He did it for us. So God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. So I asked God for me today, and before I came together and put this all together, I asked him, Lord, I want that. I want to get that back. We can have that, you know. We can have a solid mind. We can think like God. What would Jesus do? You know, WWJD, what would Jesus do? What would he do? He would tell you, first of all, to stay connected to the body of Christ. He would say that, stay connected. So with this one, I want you to see some things in here. And this is going to be 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 to 14 and 1 verse 16. I'm going to bring this down to a close. But here it says that we already received the mind of Christ. Now, listen to this. If you got to get into the Bible and really, I had an opportunity to bless my sister-in-law with a brand new King James Bible, and she is preacher gone wild. Whoa, couldn't even have dinner last night. I'm reading this Bible. I mean, this is really exciting. Oh, glory to Jesus. And that was her last night. She was just so bubbly. And my brother Vincent, side by side, they are soaking it in. Glory to Jesus. The best thing you can do for somebody is bless them with a new King James Bible because it's got everything in it. Companion that to the King James, and you see all the word wealth and stuff. So I look at this right here. This here, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 to 14, verse 16. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of God, that we might know the things. Would you like this? Not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. How would you like that? Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches. And there's some good, wise teachers out there, but it's not about that, his words, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, that's our inside man, the natural man, receives not the things of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them. So this is the natural-minded man who does not get born again and does not get the Holy Ghost. This is totally, totally natural man, verse 14. But the natural man receives not the things of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. I mean, I used to walk around with my head down all the time because of discouragement. But when I tell you, when the word's gotten getting me, all of a sudden this little wilted plant all of a sudden just came alive, sprouting leaves, sprouting buds, and those buds are falling to somebody's ground, and that's going to produce another one just like it. In other words, apples produce apples, not peaches. Amen? Come on. You can count the number of seeds, but you can't count how much fruit. Yeah, there may be seven seeds in that apple, but you have no idea how many trees are going to come out of them seeds. That's the way it is with the Word of God. You put that seed in you, and you have no idea how much fruit you're going to produce. Touching people's lives. Talk to them. Encouraging them. Glory to Jesus. Have you ever, anybody come up to say to you, I want what you got. You know what they see? They see Jesus. They don't know what to call, but they said, I want what you got. And they come over to you and say, whatever it is, I want what you got, because it's just like you're always smiling and you're always whistling and you don't complain about doing anything around your house. You just do it. He said, I want what you got. I said, would you like to receive Jesus Christ? He said, yes. And I led him in that prayer. And guess what? He got born again that day. Is he serving God right now? Not 100%. But he got born again, and he's on his way to heaven, and no devil can steal him because he's got Christ in him. Amen. And that's not a license to just go free ride, but it's telling you, you don't have to fear anymore. You don't have to fear not going to heaven. God says, you're going to make it because you got Christ in you, but turn your life around and get into Christ and just see him like he is and watch what he'll do for you. Oh, God is a good God. Amen. So he says, we have the mind of Christ. You believe that? You have the mind of Christ. See, and you're not a natural man anymore, but you do think naturally. You have to, because you got to be part of, okay, you know, your employer asks you to do something. Wait a minute, I got to pray in tongues for 20 minutes. Oh, how do I do that? Just put the nail in the wood. You're a carpenter, aren't you? We got to pray about this. No, you have the mind of Christ. You're also a natural man. Hallelujah. The peace of God protects your mind. Did you know that? Philippians 4:7. I'm getting your verses on everything that you want to see here, because I'm not just telling you what I think. I'm telling you what the Word of God says. The peace of God protects your mind. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which passes your understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What an insurance policy. Wow. You don't have to pay $800 a month for this one. And if you're a good driver, they may knock it down to $200. But $200 a month is $2,400 a year. This is free. This is free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It passes all understanding. Thank you, Lord. Finally, brethren. Now, that's the verse. That's the first two words in that verse, but I'm saying that also. Finally, brethren. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, very next verse. Anybody get anything out of this today? The blessing you? You know what? Anybody is, if you want to, I know the verses are going up there, but if you want to print out any of these, I don't have a lot of fill-in things. These are just verses I'm reading to you, but anybody that wants to have a freebie here and not have to buy a tape or whatever, these notes I'll print out for you. I really will. And you can go back. You don't have to write down all the things I'm telling you, but there's space in between where you can write in between. I'd love to do that for you. Glory to God. So here we go, the grand finale. How the mind of Christ thinks. That's a good arrival, isn't it? How the mind of Christ thinks. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, this is how the mind of Christ thinks. Whatsoever things are lovely, this translation says, okay, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, can you imagine your day starting out like that? Okay, I'm only going to think on what's true, what's honest, what's just, what's pure, what's lovely. Good report. Good report. Think on these things. Now, think about what you got to think about. True. Honest, just, pure, lovely, good report. Good report. In other words, I guess you could paraphrase that saying, hey, Pastor, I got a praise report. What, is that a good report? Well, I wouldn't be giving you a praise report. It's a bad report. Guess what? I'm going to die tomorrow. That's a praise report. Hope you're going to heaven. Glory to Jesus. That would not be a good thing if you didn't die right. Glory to Jesus. So what Paul is saying to this Philippian church, I'm perceiving that he's saying, you can only think these things if you have the mind of Christ. you know? Because a natural person wouldn't be thinking about that. And he's calling them brethren. So he's got to be a Christian. And he's saying, think on these things, basically paraphrase with the mind of Christ. How would Christ think? How would Christ think? Hallelujah. That's why Isaiah said, God will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts thee. Give God the church.
Thank you for listening today. We would love to see and to meet you at one of our services. We are located at 150 South Comrie Avenue in Johnstown, New York. Our services are Sunday morning at 9 and Tuesday evening at 7. For more information about our services and all about what we believe, please go to our website at www.believersfamilychurch.org. That's www.believersfamilychurch.org. Come and worship Jesus together with us at BFC. God bless you, and we hope to see you soon.